This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is honoured to stand before the elected representatives of a proud democracy like Trinidad and Tobago. During his address to the Joint Assembly of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi said, democracy is way of life for India and not just a political system.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries, built on shared roots and shared dreams. Distinguished members, both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
India, he said, India and Trinidad and Tobago share a relationship rooted in centuries-old bonds.
The relationship between our two countries is based on the foundation of centuries-old bonds. 180 years ago, the first Indians arrived on this land after a long and hard journey. Oceans away, the Indian beats blended beautifully with the Caribbean rhythm. Here, Bhojpuri found harmony with Creole. Dalpudi met doubles and tabla met the steel pan.
Earlier, President Christine Kala Kangalu of Trinidad and Tobago conferred nation's highest national award, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. After receiving the award, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with the country's highest national award. He said he accepts it on the behalf of 140 crore Indians. Meanwhile, India and Trinidad and Tobago signed 6 agreements, including in the areas of pharma and cultural exchange. The agreements were exchanged following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Kangalu at Porto, Spain. Their MOUs include cooperation in the fields of sports and diplomatic training. Prime Minister has left for Argentina after a successful historic visit to Trinidad and Tobago. The comprehensive success of Trinidad and Tobago visit of PM covered cultural aspects like OCI card, economic areas like MOU on pharma, trade, agro-processing and social cooperation like diplomatic capacity building, education tech like laptops for Trinidadian students. Now, Prime Minister will embark on his 3-day visit to Argentina, the third destination of his 5 nations visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 3 significant initiatives in Pune. These include the unveiling of the equestrian statue of Bajirao Peshwa I at the National Defence Academy NDA, the inauguration of the Jairad Sports and Convention Centre, and the foundation laying ceremony for the PHRC Life Space Health City project. Mr. Shah said that since 2014, India has witnessed rapid infrastructure development. He said India's economy is now ranked 4th in the world and by 2047 it will become the world's leading economy. He stated that the PHRC project will significantly enhance healthcare services not only in Pune but across the western Maharashtra region. The Home Minister added that during the COVID-19 pandemic, India made a major contribution to global healthcare. He said the central government is now making special efforts to expand healthcare services. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 days. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said, the monsoon rain will increase over Western Himalayan region, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand from today. He said that the red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh. He added that the monsoon rain is also likely to increase over Delhi NCR region from today. In cricket, India was 64-1 at stumps and took a lead of 244 runs against England on the day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. In second innings, KL Rahul and Karun Nair remain unbeaten for India. Earlier Indian pacer Mohammad Siraj took 6 wickets while Akash Deep backed 4 wickets and restricted England to 407 in the first innings. Jamie Smith scored unbeaten 184 while Harry Brooke contributed 158 for the hosts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.